today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Please listen to this episode. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 1st of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 15th of November, 2023, the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Allah's book, the Holy Quran, chapter al-Ahzab, that is chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, Verse 32.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا.
O wives of the Prophet, you are not like anyone among women. If you fear Allah, then do not be soft in speech to man, lest he in whose heart is disease should covet, but speak with appropriate speech.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When the wives of the Prophet, most of whom were old and aged and had a simple life, are warned that they should not speak with an amorous gesture, the young and beautiful women must count their own account. From one side, because of your connection to the Prophet, and that you are inside the center of revelation, and hear the verses of the Quran and teachings of Islam. On the other side, you have such a particular situation that you can be a model for all women, whether in the way of piety or in the way of sin. Therefore, you must recognize your situation and do not neglect your heavy responsibility.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you.
This is today's special, hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Muslims are required to pay attention to their appearance, making sure that their clothing is beautiful and clean, especially when dealing with others and when performing the prayers. Looking at the women wearing hijab in different countries, you will see that the form that the hijab takes is more influenced by culture than anything. You will find women who wear it very long and women who wear it shorter. What Muslim women do now is trying to fit in as many different styles and combinations within set parameters and guidelines through color, fabrics, and style of wearing the hijab. You will even find that during some seasons, certain colors will be in fashion, while in other seasons, different colors will be more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of modest fashion in Islamic culture. So, what are the dangers of fashionism? Fashionism characterized by an excessive obsession with fashion trends and materialistic values presents several concerns from an Islamic perspective. The first is materialism. Islam encourages detachment from the material world and warns against excessive pursuit of material possessions. Fashionism often promotes materialism as individuals invest substantial time and financial resources into acquiring the latest trends. The next danger is immodesty. The next danger of fashionism is immodesty. Fashionism can lead to the promotion of immodest attire, which contradicts the Islamic emphasis on modesty and humility in dress. The third danger that we can talk about and name here is vanity and arrogance. Yes, vanity and arrogance can be a danger of fashionism. An obsessive focus on fashion can breed vanity and arrogance. And arrogance, qualities that Islam discourages. The next danger that we can refer to is peer pressure. Fashionism is often fueled by societal pressures to conform to specific fashion standards. Islam encourages individuals to resist negative societal influences when they contradict their religious values.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this program, today's a special, you'll learn about the requirements of hijab. One of them is not imitating other faith. Islam encourages people to be proud of who they are. Muslims should look like Muslims and not like mere imitation of people of other faith around them. Women should be proud of their femininity and not dress like men. And men should be proud of their masculinity and not try to imitate women in their dress. For this reason, Muslim men are forbidden from wearing gold and silk, as these are considered feminine accessories. Another requirement of hijab is decent but not flashy. The Quran instructs that clothing is meant to cover our private areas and be an adornment. As in Quran chapter 7 verse 26, Allah mentions it. Clothing worn by Muslims should be clean and decent, neither excessively fancy nor ragged. One should not dress in a manner intended to gain the admiration or sympathy of others.
Thank you.
that starting with a friend is one of the tips to get started with hijab? Yes, it's only natural for us to seek moral support, especially when embarking on a new journey. Remember, as well as being adherents of faith, we are also human beings. Allah Himself knows this, as does not neglect our emotional and psychological needs. Started this journey with a friend or family member will not only provide you with the support and motivation you need, but will increase you in rewards. As we know, when we encourage another onto a good deed, we also receive the rewards of the deed without any being taken away from that person.
If you end up spending like $600 on a shirt, just a regular t-shirt,
right,
that you're going to wear when you go to sleep that just has an LV sign,
mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, you know. Yeah. There is no reason for it. However, I would say maybe for certain individuals, mm-hmm. In certain places, like I said, to demonstrate their success, to demonstrate their power, it is needed, so we can't say or desired.
Right.
So we can't say, you know, well, it's good for somebody and it's bad for someone else.
Right.
If you know you're looking at something that's gonna make you look better and nicer and more presentable and seemingly more successful, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that as long as it does not do several things. One, it's not israf. Mm-hmm. You're not overdoing it. You're not transgressing in the way that you spend. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. Second, it doesn't become addictive, where it's like a drug, where you feel that without, you know, this Louis Vuitton bag or this Louis Vuitton purse or without, you know, my Prada shoes, then I am not the person that I would like to be.
Right.
For you to understand that those things don't define who you are. Mm-hmm. If you are constantly in need of those things to feel good about yourself, then you have to cure this issue in a different way.
Right.
If I constantly feel I need to flash, you know, my watch or my jewelry or my tattoos or whatever it is that's fashionable, if I need to constantly flash those things, that tells me there's something wrong within. And that is, you know, lack of attention, that is greed for attention, wanting to just be flashy all the time, not being content with who you are, not right. being content with what you have, mm-hmm. Being greedy for the dunya. And that is not something that's desirable. If you buy those things and you have them and you enjoy them for yourself,
right?
Yes, maybe other people will look at them and they will enjoy them on you. And like I said, it would give you an image of success and your achievements. But even without them, even when you're not wearing that watch, even when you're not wearing that belt, even when you're not doing all those things, people still respect you.
Right.
People still desire you for who you are. So whether you're a successful attorney or a successful physician or a successful scholar, this is who you are. Anything beyond that is the decoration or the ornaments of the dunya.
Speaking about hijab, inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on this controversial and interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget to listen to us, and till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي الإمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي